Hello, everyone. Welcome back to what is now season two of our podcast,
Valley Girls.
And
we've had this planned for some time. We were coming back with the season two. Like, we knew it.
This was not impromptu.
We totally knew this was the start of something good, something new,
something fresh. Better than you've ever seen it before. Valley Girls 2.0.
Better than you've ever heard it before.
You know how they say the sequels are always worse than the first one?
Oh,
do they? Not here.
I've usually heard also like pilots are worse. Like of a TV show.
I have heard that. And that is kind of true. Oh. You always have to like get through the pilot of a show.
Pilots are usually filmed also like 6 months before or like way before, yeah.
Yeah, because then they know if the show gets picked up based on the pilot. Did you know that?
No, I don't know. I'm not very familiar with the world of TV making, filmmaking. I understand, Yuki, you went to Chapman. You probably have a insider take on all of this.
Did I go to film school? Yes.
Yes, she did.
Did I take film aesthetics? Yes.
She has a
BA in film studies and a master's in cinematography.
Master's in fine arts.
MFA.
MFA.
Film aesthetics, it was a boring class. But I did write my final paper on Harry Potter.
Oh, I remember that.
It was like the light and how they contrasted light and dark in it. Like in the cinematography, whatever, and everything. And I used the picture of Dumbledore in the sixth movie when he's like casting all the fire around when they're in the cave.
Yeah. That visual Sid, you know the one? Really helped me that you acted that out. You look just like
him. She swung
her
arm above her head. For those who don't know.
Okay, nobody can see it, but.
Okay, for a second, I was like, Dumbledore is here?
I thought she was going to whip out a spell or something.
I think he used a nonverbal spell.
Spooky. That whole thing with verbal and nonverbal is very tricky.
Yeah.
Let's not get into it right now.
I'm listening to the audiobooks right now, and it's kind of Harry like just suddenly is able to do nonverbal spells.
It doesn't make sense. Yuki, for the listeners, how many times have you read and listened to the Harry
Potter
books? Oh, my
God. Actually, this is my first time listening to the audiobooks.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. I've probably read the series like 20 times or something 20 like that. Maybe not.
Sydney, say that's not okay. Say Yuki, that's not okay.
No, that's a mental health thing, bro.
That's mental illness, isn't it?
It's the mental illness for me.
What's with the in it? Are you British? Where did you pick that up?
I don't know.
It's good. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've discovered the root of Yuki's issues, shall we catch up the folks on the past 2 months of not sharing ourselves
I'm
with
just
the world.
Gonna say it, you missed us, and that's okay.
They didn't know it, but I think now that we're back, they're gonna realize like, wow, what a gap in our life. Mm-hmm. This was
a gap, good way to put it.
Yeah,
they were just here. Sitting there for an hour every week like, what do I do? And for that, we're sorry. And this episode is really about us apologizing to you.
This episode is called We're Sorry. Clickbait.
It's like on YouTube when they post an apology video and they're crying. Oh my God. Thumbnail of this episode is going to be us like just bawling.
This wasn't expected. ...
Story time.
A lot's happened though. Sid, you got surgery, which is a big deal.
I wasn't ready to share that.
Well, I just shared it for you. I figured we should rip the Band-Aid off. Well, what else happened? We're all now 23, hence the episode topic
this week.
23. Yuki's a little old, but
she's a 23-year-old vet.
She made the cutoff for our friend group.
Why are we just? You got to give an update on everybody. You can't just give an update on me.
Yeah,
I got nothing to share. I don't know,
bro. Since Samar shared about me, I can share about you.
Okay, good. That takes it off my plate.
Yuki has just been killing it at work. She's really shining.
Is this a performance?
She's really looking at other jobs on her work computer during work hours.
If anybody has any connections, she's in the market. Yeah, Yuki's really thriving. We haven't talked much.
Bro, there's
secretly
nothing to share. No contact has been made between us.
This is the first time we're checking in after 2 months.
We haven't spoken since the last podcast episode.
No. We only speak during podcast hours.
Yuki, okay, no, here's the tea on Yuki. Really what's happening is she renewed her lease.
True.
Boom. Woo-hoo. She's locked and loaded for another year.
Tried to negotiate lower rent. They said no.
That's on women negotiation empowerment.
But they gave us 2 weeks off. Boom.
Yeah, Yuki's been also doing some TMT, T-Mobile Tuesdays, chilling at the pool. We got a barbecue in the works. We got hangouts planned. We got Topgolf planned. We're rolling. The energy is high this summer. For myself, it's Recovery Girl Summer. For these ladies, it's Hot Girl Summer. Absolutely not. For Samar, it's Hot Girl Summer. Yuki has other plans.
What plans?
Ricky. No, Samar, Hot Girl Summer is like single summer.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I was thinking more physically, and I was like, that's a little rude.
Oh, no.
It's Rock Climbing Girl Summer.
Oh, yeah. You can share about your new hobby that you picked up. That's a good update.
I'm a climber now. I did a V1, my first V1.
If you don't know what that is, that's too bad.
It stands for Vault 1. She's opened the first vault at the top of the vault.
Something good was in there.
You get a key every time you
reach. Oh, you get to choose a prize, like at the dentist. You get to
you
choose.
You do?
No.
Oh. I was like, sign me
up. Oh, how old do you think these people are?
But everyone likes a prize.
True, but they can't financially afford that. No, Ricky got me into rock climbing. It's hard. The hardest thing is when I like have to belay him, like I have to, like when we're doing the rope climbing. My arm is so sore from that.
Oh, really?
The rope is just so tight.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're talking about, like, when you're holding him up?
Yeah. I'm not holding him. Like, when we do, like, the actual rope climbing one, like, the ropes are connected or whatever. So you have to pull him to, like, give slack or tension so that he can, like, go up or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing out words here. Willy-nilly.
I don't know.
Slack, bro.
Bro, willy-nilly, but I got you.
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly, I don't got you, but I'm still here to support you.
All right. Now here's for my review of Samar, what she's been up to.
Hoping someone will share.
Do it. Expose her.
Nothing.
Samar has invested stocks.
This is true.
Oh.
Very little, though. She's warming up.
She's monitoring the market.
Ups and downs? Oh, my aunt had a baby.
Bro, she's a cousin.
A cousin,
she's
yeah.
A cousin now.
She's very cute.
She asked us for months on what present she should get her aunt and decided on advice that we gave her.
You know, sometimes the best decisions are made alone, and I stand by that.
I'll never forgive you.
No, but it's been good. Saw a lot of family for the first time since pre-COVID. You know, that was fun. Everyone's vaccinated, so...
She's a family girl.
Family reunions.
Baby fever.
Oh, yeah, man. Always.
Oh.
I'll hold anyone's baby. Unless they're newborn. That's too small.
That's not what I meant by from baby fever. Not like you holding
I know what you
babies.
Meant, but let's
You have
start
baby
small.
Fever?
I can't say no.
Yuki, do you have baby fever?
No.
Fever? I just
Fever.
You have baby fever?
Baby fever? Babies are just so cute.
But some of them are not.
Yeah.
Newborn babies.
That's true. But, you know, there's so much work. Honestly, I take that back. I do not want one. It's a lot of work. I'm not trying to... My sleep is... I'm not ready to give that up.
Hot I don't think summer. You'll ever give that up, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
Smart sleep is like, don't mess with
Smart's got to make the baby go to sleep at certain times. And
anyway,
poor baby.
That's life in the past 2 months. We have kind of a lot to dive into, I feel like. We got 23 points to share with you guys about what we learned before we all turned 23. I don't know what you guys have, so I'm kind of excited to see what you guys brought to the table today.
We are very wise, so this is very...
Yeah, mine are going to come at you, and you're kind of going to be like, whoa, did she just go there?
All I'm going to say is pause this, get a pen, get a piece of paper,
get some
then
tissues,
continue playing.
Probably. Tissues yeah. For me. When I speak, you're going to shed a few.
Are you going to, as you said before, don't cause a crisis, Sydney?
You know...
Don't do what you don't want to be
I've
done.
I've been through it, writing these, like, I know what's coming, and so this time around, you know, give me your best lessons learned.
They're all about me, huh?
Probably.
You basically changed it. 23 things I learned about Samar.
23 things you need to know about Samar.
Starting with number one, she won't give up her sleep for anybody.
No, that's not true. Depends on the situation.
So most of the time
if
we're
you,
not worth
can,
it.
No, you can name situations and I'll say yes or no. It's on a case by
case
basis. What kind of hangout?
Dude, you will so leave. You'll be like, all right, guys, it's getting late. Tell me those words have not come on. All right, guys, I'm going to head out. I'm going to go to sleep.
If I'm tired. And
exactly. What do you want me to do? What I'm saying. No, I'm saying.
Anyway, that's enough about me and my annoying sleep habits. Sydney, you want to go first?
Kick it off. Like,
should I kick it off real deep or should I save that for you? Well, I feel like a lot of these are low-key also what you or I learned from just the COVID experience. So it's hard to not overlap the two.
Oh, you went there.
Well, I just feel like so much of our, not so much, but a year of our 20s has been in a pandemic. And I feel like but I just mean like you learned certain things that I don't know if I would have learned had it not been COVID.
To me, that's depressing. Just like spell it out, a year of our 20s.
Oh, sorry. That, yeah. Well, it's just a year out of 10. One-tenth? 10%?
More than a year now, though.
Okay, well, I would say for my first one is that you really don't, you aren't in control and you really can't like plan anything. Like, I feel like as much as you can try to plan life, I think I've learned that sometimes you can't and you just have to let things come as they will. And I think it's like, you just need to learn to let go. I think I've learned that in the past year and stuff, especially with COVID. Nobody planned COVID. We all had so many things that we were going to do.
Nobody planned COVID?
Except for COVID.
Oh.
I know.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Write that down.
That was what Yuki was talking about, guys. Pause. They're coming out now. Pause it. Write it.
Number one.
But yeah, I think that's just something that COVID and regardless of COVID, I think as you get older too, you will probably realize it more. But you think you can plan stuff. You think you can like plan a trip, but you can't.
So this is specifically about your grad trip to Europe?
No.
Oh, then what's this about?
Life. So much of my life so far has...
Give us some like examples, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get sad, but like grandparents passing, for example, like those are things that just happen so unexpectedly and things that you're not even thinking about. And so like your life can literally, you can plan it, but then the next day it could just be a totally different experience than what you had thought it would be the day before. Things like that, I think, can really alter your perspective and just, yeah, it just changes so fast. And it's just, you cannot plan it. Like there's literally, you're so out of control, even though you might think that you have.
I don't know what's worse, like worrying about something and then having that worry come true or having a worry happen that you weren't even worried about.
Yeah, totally. Like, yeah. I was actually thinking about that today too. I was like, is it better to just like in the moment be happier about things and like enjoy them and get more of a shock that can really set you back? Or is it better to always be prepared, but then also always be on edge?
I think it's better to be shocked because then you waste so much of your life worrying.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's not fair to take away those moments. Yeah, so for all you young 20-year-olds, don't plan anything.
Don't plan it.
I'm just kidding, but just, you're not in control and it's okay is the moral of what I think I've realized, at least. There's nothing you can do and just coast, live with it.
Live with it.
Live with it.
Suck it up, live with it.
Tell me that didn't make you happy.
I can't.
Tell me you don't have a big smile on your face right now.
Tell me Samar didn't make a positive impact on your day today.
Tell me I'm not just the most happy, positive person.
You are a happy, positive person.
Not today, Sydney.
Because you have to suck it up and you're not in control. Okay, coming in hot at number one in my top.
You sound like you're doing the Billboard charts or something.
Don't let this like hurt you at all. Like, don't be nervous, don't be worried. What I learned from me personally, number one, wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, I didn't see the value and I was like, let me be tan. No, I already have wrinkles, ladies and gents. Already, I'm 23 years young and it's over.
This is a very good point. As much as it's nice to be tan, it's such a hard thing because you really want to be tan, but you also, every time I tan, I think about how much I just screwed myself over for the...
It's so not worth it. You're going to look gross by the time that you're 30. Like, everything's droopy. Gravity is going to hit you hard as you get older, and like, this will make it worse. Sunscreen will change your life. It can help you. Help me help you. Let me help you. Wear sunscreen, please. I'm begging you. SPF, what would be like minimum SPF? Like,
30.
Okay, yeah. I'm wearing 40 personally right now.
That's an odd one.
It's night and I'm wearing 40 SPF, plus 20 SPF. Okay, on don't top take it of that
too far.
Wait, do you wear sunscreen indoors?
Yeah, you have to.
Yuki, I wear sunscreen every single day now. Because do you, like, it's really, like, the neck and chest. Like, that's what haunts me when I sleep. It's bad. It's bad. The lines.
Yeah.
No. Look, I'm traumatized. At a picture. Look, I don't want to. I need to start wearing sunscreen tomorrow.
You don't?
Tonight,
you don't?
No. Not tonight.
I do wear sunscreen when I go outside, like when I walk to Safeway in the morning and stuff. Like, if I'm just sitting at my desk over there, like.
I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, but potentially the lights in your house can also mimic,
God,
like,
there's
sunrays.
No way to win.
Well, just put
that
on sunscreen.
Just made me another level of scared.
No, okay, just wear sunscreen in the morning. Just put your
question,
sunscreen on.
Question, what type of sunscreen should I be wearing on my face?
Well, from what I've researched, mineral sunscreen is the best. So anything with zinc in it with minimum 20% is, like, really good for your face.
This got a level above my sunscreen knowledge. All I know is wear it is what I can say.
Well, that's
a good first step.
That is the best first step. But if you want to get, like, really, like, get, like, the best protection, from what I've researched, it's mineral sunscreen. You want it to have at least, I think, 20% zinc is, like, a good minimum. And then, yeah, just wear that on your face. And you can get ones that, like, don't leave you looking white and stuff. That's for you two ladies,
we
mineral
can go
sunscreen.
Over next episode, we're going to talk about sunscreen formulas. You heard it here first. Anyways, to
notes.
Sum up, if you're already, you know, in your teens, it's becoming to be too late. You need to do this.
I think we're kind of lucky, though, that we grew up when it was known to wear sunscreen, like when you were a kid.
But when I was a kid, I didn't care. I was like, oh my God, that's so annoying that I have to, like, reapply sunscreen. Like, I did such a sloppy job.
Yeah, but at least your parents...
Paying for it now.
Your parents kind of, like, would get on you and, like,
oh,
make sure...
Oh, my mom was all about sunscreen on
yeah.
me.
I think, though, when our parents were growing up, it was a little different. I don't think anybody was forcing them to wear sunscreen.
My mom never wore it.
Yeah.
And that's why she had skin cancer, because she does... Which is so common, I feel like, in people in her generation.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, it's not bad at all, but, like, it's just such a thing, because they didn't wear sunscreen ever.
So we're slightly fortunate to not be in that boat.
As soon as my baby comes out of the womb... I'm slathering sunscreen on her.
Okay.
Or him.
Bro, you know what? I think before that happens, you yourself need to be slathered in sunscreen.
Okay. One thing I learned is that there's always going to be someone better than you.
Ooh,
like,
that's good.
You can try as hard as you can, and whatever you do, anything, there's going to be someone better.
That's a very good point.
I feel. But to put a positive spin on that, that just means that you can ask for help. Like, don't be afraid to ask for help for stuff, too. Like, people might have different perspectives.
No, I think that's a very good...
That's a really good point, Yuki.
Thank you so much.
And moving on. Great point. Not much else to say on that.
The help one, I just meant that, like, don't feel, like, alone or something like that. You know?
You're never alone. Also,
this is really taking a lot of different angles.
I want to ask you, what do you think, like, Usain Bolt would say about that? Like, do you think that would offend him? Like, how do you think that plays out?
There could be someone who's better than him, and he just doesn't know it.
Yuki, you have a loophole.
I do have a loophole. Here's the thing. There might be someone dead who was known.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. You really kind of cover all your bases.
I tried. Well, what I'm saying is that you're not perfect. It's okay. Someone's better than you. And guess what? Someone's better than that person who's better than you.
I think that also touches on learning to, like, curb your jealousy,
mm-hmm.
which I think is, I'm assuming, comes with age, because it's really hard to not be jealous.
Don't be jealous, because you'll never make it to the top.
You won't.
Guys.
It's true. Someone's going to be better than you.
Yeah, but that's also subjective.
You might make it to your top.
Exactly. My next point is that I realized how underrated walking is as a pastime.
I don't think you ever thought it was overrated.
No, but I think I really, really realized. No, I always liked it, but I think I really, really realized these past year or two how much
I need
it. You
took one of mine. Mine was, I like walking.
Well, too bad. Change it.
No, I can't use it anymore, clearly, but I agree with you is what I'm trying to say.
It's, like, so... The feeling that it gives you is unlike any other.
If you're listening to this and you're just sitting at home, stand up. Go for a walk.
Honestly, it clears your mind.
Leave this podcast. We'll leave it running for 20 minutes of silence while you go take a walk.
Or just listen to it when walking. I have to listen to something when I'm walking.
Yeah.
I can't raw dog it.
Oh, my God.
That's so fair. I can't either.
Yeah, yeah, I'd rather not if I have to.
But when would you have to?
If I, like, forget my headphones or something. Oh. But I would prefer to have, like, a podcast or something going on. Yeah, it's just great. It's just easy. It's, you get outside. You feel 10 times better when you come back home, like, every single time. And it doesn't take much effort at all. And it's just so good.
Okay, professional walkers. What is a good average length for a walk? Like, how long do you say you need to be at least walking for, maybe as a minimum, to get the benefits?
I would say minimum 30 minutes.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
No, it goes by fast. I would say minimum 30 minutes, but I would say what to really feel like you went on a good walk, try to hit 45 minutes to an hour.
Yo.
Wow.
When I was that's one podcast. Listen to one podcast. That's it.
When I was doing research, I think they said that, like, the bare minimum was like 10 minutes, but I don't know how accurate that is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know scientifically. I'm sure 10 minutes of getting outside is good.
Yeah, no, but what's, like, the lowest? Like, I'm sure, obviously, if you go for 45 minutes, you're going to feel great. Oh, 10 but, minutes. Like, 10 minutes. Okay. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Valid. That's all it takes.
Dude, I would walk circles around you.
You sure would.
I'll do a walk in my flops.
That's annoying. Don't do that. That's just, you're not serious
Samara's
about
really
it.
Really upset when I don't wear the correct footwear for our walks. But sometimes I'm a flops girl. Sometimes I'll throw on a Vans, you know, a sneak.
I just asked for a closed-toed shoe. Closed-toe shoe. Closed-toe.
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 Well, that's sometimes it's not possible and you have to know your limits.
Okay. As long as you're moving your body, bro, I support it.
Oh, thank you so much. And, like, if I get blisters, that's on me.
But it hurts me to see. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's another lesson within.
That's something else going on.
Yeah.
All right, Sid, take it away.
Number 5, how to read. That's all I wrote.
So that's disturbing. All I wrote.
That's like threatening.
Do you know who you're sitting across from right now?
Do you think, is it threatening because, like, I'm a danger to you now? No, that I'm, like, so powerful now that I know how to read.
Yes, but also, I just don't know what it means. Like, it's threatening vibes. Like,
how to read mine?
Yeah, how to read what? Like, I can't believe it, you know? How to read books, how to read pamphlets, instructions, things like that.
Collateral.
Collateral, contracts. Decks, anything. Decks. I wasn't there before. People would tell me, you know, your reading is pretty bad. And I finally, in quarantine, I can read now. And, like, not only read, but read and comprehend.
Wait, can I just ask who told you your reading was bad?
Like, the College Board.
Well, they don't count. The SAT is messed up anyway.
I scored unsettlingly low on the reading section of all of those tests. But I also just know, like, when I would read, you know, textbooks, that's why I had to do notes on notes. Just because I don't really know how to read when I'm reading. I just am kind of, like, writing stuff as I'm, like, you know, just, like, copying it. So I learned how to read, how to follow along, understand what's going on.
Would you say that this has enhanced your life now?
Yeah, I know so much more stuff.
Bro, spit out a fact.
Marriage doesn't work. I learned that in The Defining Decade. Like, there's so much cool stuff if you've ever read that book. I've also learned, like, everyone should go to therapy, from maybe you should talk to someone.
Great book.
I've learned that Michelle Obama's so cool. Like, I've learned so much stuff.
So would you recommend to other people our age?
Read. So learn how to do it.
Learn to read.
Learn to read well. Learn to read and connect with it. Also, if you're slow, awesome. Me too.
You guys can create a book club.
No, that puts too much pressure on me. I've tried that before. I get too intimidated because, like, I just feel like someone's reading better than me. As Yuki said, someone will always be better than me at reading. So
Yuki, look at what you did. No, we were going to start a book club.
It's a good mindset. Were we ever going to start a book club?
I'd start a book club.
We could still have a book club.
But with the pace that Yuki reads at.
Well, I couldn't now. I'm too intimidated. Yuki reads. Yuki reads.
Moving on to Yuki reads.
Nothing to say.
All right, what's your points?
All right, number 6, bringing it in. Here's what I wrote. Eat the dessert.
Yeah.
Life is too short to skip the dessert. If dessert is something that you're feeling you really want a sweet treat, go for it.
That's
my advice to you. Like, today I was really feeling something sweet, and I was like, oh, I should have, like, celery. But I was like, No, specifically.
Those are too extreme.
No, like, because I wanted, like, I'm trying to eat snack better.
I should have, like, half a carrot. No.
Like, celery with peanut butter, but it wasn't just regular. Okay, well,
you
didn't say
that.
Okay,
you just
sorry.
Said celery.
Anyway.
What do you have against celery? What's going on?
Nothing, I think it's just random.
Plain celery was so random. No. Sydney, you do not eat plain celery.
I don't, but I imagine some healthier folk do.
Well,
it
was not me.
Stop the celery slander. End celery slander now.
I like celery as much as the next person. But...
Yeah, you of all people. You love all things green and leafy, and yet here you
and
are.
Yet, hating on
okay,
celery.
I'm sorry, Yuki. Please continue on. You were on this journey. You decided a no on celery. What happens next?
Instead, I made myself a little bowl with some of those little cinnamon cookies from Trader Joe's. Or the little mini chocolate chip cookies from Trader Joe's.
Yum.
You know which ones I've never seen about? Those. They're little, small. They're
a whole bowl?
Okay, now this is the judgment.
It was
bag.
The serving bowl, size. It was less than the serving size. It's 12
I'm
cookies.
Impressed.
I had like 9.
I'm impressed.
Plus 3.
Plus some pretzels, chocolate covered pretzels.
Yum.
And it felt good. Anyway, eat the dessert.
Good point. I think very relevant at this
age. That's
good.
I think you should title your book that.
Eat the dessert. I think it just ties into the thing where so many times it's very interesting, like right before I go to bed, I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to eat really healthy. I want to be skinny. I want to have abs or whatever. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, all right, what are we doing for breakfast? What's my 3 meals? What snacks am I having today?
Yeah.
If food is more important to you, obviously be healthy. But yeah, that's it.
That's very good. Balance is key.
What is your favorite sweet treat? At the moment.
Okay, I was going to make those oat bars before you guys came over, but I ran out of eggs. Mm.
So you don't have anything for us.
I don't. My favorite sweet treat is just gotta be...
Bro, you don't have your favorite sweet
Bro,
treat lined
I'm
up?
Overwhelmed. I think just the classic is Reese's. I just...
Oh, fair. By the way, speaking of, you said you would try those peanut butter ones with us?
I did try them.
Not with us?
I've had many...
Did you save any for us?
No, they're gone.
This is what I learned at 23. Don't trust Yuki.
Don't leave Reese's in my house.
Number
I will eat them.
One point.
Anyway, I just want to say that if you like peanut butter, try the all peanut butter Reese's.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is this point that you just brought up, do you think it's something that you've really started thinking about more recently? Or is it kind of something you've thought about like your whole life? Like what's...
No, I think more recently, especially during COVID, like I'm snacking a lot, just being home all the time and being literally so close to the kitchen. Like sometimes I'll like beat myself up about it. Internally, like, oh, I should really try to
You're
eat healthier.
You're not physically.
No, I'm not externally. But I think that I've eating dessert and sweet stuff like that really makes me happy. And I feel like, yeah, restricting it would be worse for myself. Because a lot of times when you restrict, you just end up binging later on and stuff. But yeah, I think it's something I've come to realize. It's something that I don't want to compromise on.
Do you have any tips for me personally on how you only eat 9 cookies?
Bro, they're... May I just say, but first of all, they're mini cookies. I want everyone to know that they're small cookies.
Yeah,
so.
I was saying that as
okay,
a positive and like not going to 12.
Okay, for this time, that was because there's very limited. So if I took all 12, there would only be like 3 left in the
so
container.
So the tips are think about the next day.
Exactly.
Save them.
I didn't want to eat the full box. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I also didn't want to, you know, I want to leave some for myself. Yeah. Oh,
no,
you should go for the serving size though. 12
that's
cookies.
It's a good gauge.
It's a good amount.
No, that's a good tip, man. Think about the next day. Do you want to deprive yourself of cookie joy in the future?
Exactly.
Always long term.
Better to do one big thing? No, better to spread it out.
Good
We're
tip.
Revealing a lot of interesting life tips right now.
We are. All right, what's next?
Number 7. I have realized that I really, 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 really like fall.
Oh my God.
I knew that about you.
Big yeah, fall girl. But I used to really not be indifferent to it. Like, I really was indifferent to it. But I think the past 2 years, I just, when the leaves turn, I feel like I need to be around them 24/7. Like, if I don't get to see it, I feel like I've been cheated. This is a problem.
Do you touch them? Like,
yeah, step on them.
You jumping in them, crunching.
No,
them.
Y'all like, are looking up too much.
If you're no. If you're walking, and they're
stay
like
grounded.
It's on
stay
her
humble.
If you're there's a bunch of leaves on the ground, just like walking on them. Just really hear the sound of the leaves, the crunch. Get
y'all
it all.
That doesn't
in.
Do it for me, but I'm really glad that you found that.
I wish like
no,
I
random
would...
tip, not tip, but
yeah, like
random
like
tip,
leaves.
Like fall.
Tip, do it,
do it. I just wish it weren't so cold. That's the thing.
Okay.
For me.
That's, yeah, I mean, listen, it's gonna, not everything's all pros, but it outweighs the cons.
True.
Because visually, it's very pleasing. And I'm making it a priority that one of these years, I'm going to go somewhere where it's, like, intense fall.
Where? Like, the East Coast?
Yeah. Like, whatever state is known for, like, a really good Vermont. That sounds right. I'm going to go there.
Vermont. For winter, you should experience a full season in each state that it's known for.
You're giving me a lot of good ideas.
Full blizzard in Canada.
Where's the Montreal? That gets cold.
Yeah.
Really cold. Let's do it. Yeah.
No, you're doing it.
Yeah, that sounds super uncomfortable.
We should do like a segment where we try a bunch of really uncomfortable things.
Fear Factor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. But like not like eating, like stepping on snakes or whatever the heck they do on Fear Factor.
I'll narrate. I don't want to be a part of that.
I'll join you on the summer one where we go to
What's the summer one?
Samar does like, not want to do the summer
one. We go to like Death Valley in the summer. God.
No, go to like Bora Bora or something.
That's just good.
Yeah, no one said it would have had to be bad.
Yes, it did. The whole point was that.
But you want to go to Vermont in the fall.
Okay, yeah, I don't know where we're going with this, but that's my new young adult revelation for you.
Smart loves to be in a
share
an orange sweater with a, don't a cup own of any. Tea I... and no, you have like a burnt orange sweater, maybe with a burnt orange stripes or something like that.
Okay,
like a green and orange.
Yeah, her aesthetic no, is guys, like please, a no. sweater, please, a knitted, no. a chunky yes, knit yes. sweater, a chunky knit sweater.
I don't want to hear
mug, some no. leaves and other some foliage. Leaves.
I sound
and
so
a
annoying.
A cloud in a gray sky.
No, bro, you just like what you like.
And I'm just like colors.
Again,
I like fall.
Reinforcing the mug must mm-hmm. be involved. Some Uggs, chestnut Uggs, short version.
I rarely wear Uggs these days.
A puffy jacket if it's
cold. Your brand, yeah. Puffy leggings
My
always.
My brand is Uggs.
Yeah.
That's upsetting. I need to change that.
No, Uggs are great.
No.
I love Uggs.
Uggs, in my mind, are still the mark of a cool person.
Really?
Well, because,
I
like, you know.
I see them as very mediocre.
They're so comfortable, okay. though.
Well, you still have
but
them.
But I don't like the look. Well, because it's an easy wear.
I think that's something where it's, like, definitely comfort over fashion, but no one's...
They are
it,
very
It doesn't look so bad that someone's like, what the hell are you wearing?
No.
They're wearing Uggs.
That's true.
I think they're fashionable.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
You're biased. You're still stuck in the high school Ugg wearing.
Yeah, I think I'm
mindset.
A little turned off by them now.
That's why I think that I'm still like, they're cool. Mm. Because in high school, it was like, oh, wow, I would love Uggs. Never got them. Was never cool.
You can now.
It's too
Next
late.
Next paycheck.
It's not.
It's never too late. Never they're too still late. Making them.
It's too late. And I can't, like, they're not waterproof.
Well, it doesn't rain that much here.
In high school, I had fake Uggs from Costco. Bugs. Got them wet once because I was like, you know, it's just, you know, these are like $13. It's fine. Someone said, hey, do you have toe sweat? Oh. And...
Who said that to you?
I don't want to name names, but I've thought about it every single
That's
day.
That's messed
then.
Up.
That's yeah.
Yeah,
funny,
multiple people jumped
nice.
On that wagon, and it became a phenomenon where people would call me out for that, and I'm too afraid now.
Okay, there's some trauma there. That's understandable.
We understand that.
There's something to unpack there.
Someone's always going to be better than you at wearing fugs.
I think the end of this episode is going to come back to that core point. That someone's always going to be better.
Someone's always going to be better. You are never enough.
If you might have just gotten a promotion, something good happened to you. Not good enough.
Take anything away from this.
You almost got a promotion, but where are you in the org chart? Are you at the top?
Did you make a lateral
Are you even
change?
On the org chart? Question mark?
Oh. I would hope so.
I would, yeah. I don't
not
think
Not at a really big company.
I don't think that's legal if you're not on the org chart. I don't think you actually work there.
I don't even know what that... I don't know how org charts work. I
are
thought
you
they
telling
were
us
like,
that you're not on the org chart?
I don't think we have an org chart.
No, you
I
do. Your
you
HR
one.
Team...
I'm sure you have to.
You have to.
Okay, then we have an org chart.
There's software for that.
There is. I've used it.
SaaS, yeah. Software as a Service.
SaaS.
Someone's making that.
Yeah.
Okay, Sydney, hit us with one of your highly thought out intellectual points.
Now, I've really thought about this, especially today. This has been a constant theme in my life, and I learned it, you know, earlier this afternoon.
Mm, kind.
How... not to get cankles.
How?
Tell us how not to.
So I asked my PT because I feel like she would know. And she was like, do calf raises. Right now I'm doing calf raises at like a slant, like leaning on a wall. And she was like, really what they have to do with is, yes, calf strength. Like, don't be slouching on those raises. And if you can, like, do them weighted. And there's a lot of, like, definition is where that comes in. But also it has to do with swelling. So like icing, like making sure they're like all good, not inflamed, you know. And to a certain degree, you're not gonna be able to do much about them, but the best that you can do, keep an eye out for those babies.
Sounds like I'm at a talk about kinkles.
So if you start to see them coming in, what can you do?
Talk to your doc, number one. Number two, check yourself. Are you working on your calves? Have you been working on your calves? Really do some deep reflection.
What are some good beginner calf movements? I don't think I've been calving it up, so.
Bro, just some heel raises. They're so easy. If you're just, like, hanging out at the counter, like,
waiting for the microwave to go.
Yeah, just throw some in there. Yeah, if you want to, like, come to my PT sessions, like, we do them. We're in there every day grinding. Sarah and I let her know, like, hey, like, this is one of my goals, is like, let's avoid the cankle phenomenon. Don't want to have that. I'm already, you know, wrinkly and such from other past mistakes. We don't need to bring me down other notches. My goal for when I'm older, like, I would love to be, you know, a 5. At least, you know, I'd love to be a 5.
What out of 10?
Looking at me like, because
you're talking. Wait, what do you mean?
I want to be a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
I don't want to be one of those, like, old, you know.
Oh,
like,
I was saying, old? You can aim higher, but.
Well, I'm not trying to set myself up for failure, you know. And, like, right now we're cutting it. Like, I don't want to drop so much lower as I get older. One way to do that is, like, let's not add in cankles as a factor.
No, that's true. Cankles, no wrinkles, no cankles.
No wrinkles, no cankles.
No wrinkles.
Exactly. No, but really cool. Think about it. How much would that, like, hurt your feelings if you had cankles?
Definitely. I wonder if walking helps, too, because you're, like, using your legs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
This whole episode, every point has come back to cankles.
This is I thought you were going to say they all intersect, oh, but that cankles too. As well.
That too. Yeah, it is at the center of this conversation, but, yeah, that's my thought is, like, always be thinking ahead on cankles.
I'm checking out. I'm measuring my cankles.
Bro, how are you doing?
Bro, I don't know if I'm where I want to be.
Bro, keep a journal of every day how
everyday measure. I also kind of have a gut feeling that genetics also probably play a role in it. You know, didn't get an expert opinion on this, but, you know, she didn't spell it out as, like, genetics and you won't be able to do anything about it. So that leaves me to believe that we're still in control of part of it. And cankles,
only you can stop cankles.
Yeah, help yourself. Help me help you
again. Great. Help me help you.
Wonderful PSA. Important. Yeah. Don't let yourself go.
Exactly.
Moral of the story.
If you're in your 20s right now, it's not too late.
This is the beginning. Peak hotness.
Yeah. And if you notice swelling, ice them. Like, be tuned in always. Dial in to your calves.
Listen to your body.
Don't let those bad boys slip.
This is really good.
I think Yuki's going to have, like, really think about this after this episode.
I'm wondering if I can ice tonight.
Her brain working really fast.
Let me tell you, Walgreens has great ice packs. Like, they're, like, flexible. They're gel-based. Like, they're really nice for a little wraparound action.
Yuki, I think what you need to do, because it's a little too late for you, I think you need to just take an ice bath every night.
Oh, my God.
Just plunge yourself in there.
Bro, is the rest of my body cankles?
And your body will just... all that swelling it'll be great.
Oh my gosh. It's all the dessert I've been eating.
Bro, those nine cookies.
No, never skip dessert.
Never skip dessert.
All right, Yuki, number 9.
Okay, here's one. I say find out people's love language, and this is not just for romantic relationships. I think with friends and family too, like, it helps with all types of communication.
What's your dad's love language?
No idea.
So
I have really no idea what anyone's love language is, but I've learned
you're a liar.
No, I've learned that you should do that, or just you don't need to know. You don't need them to take the test, but kind of understand. Like,
give me one family member. Come on,
I'm
give
so
me
stressed.
One. Just give me one. Just what do you think based on living with them?
I think my mom, like, she likes to like talk things out. Like, she's
that's
a big
not
talker.
A love language.
Okay. Yeah, that really isn't.
No, well, like words of affirmation. Okay, and
yeah,
stuff. Yeah,
that's, yeah.
I think my brother likes acts of service. Like, I think he appreciates when I help him with like chess videos or
see,
something.
See, you
like
know.
That. Yeah.
You
exactly.
said you don't know. You know
exactly.
Very Everyone good. Share your love language so we can get this out in the open.
I think mine is acts of service as well. And quality time. I think it's like tied. But if I had to pick, I would say acts of service probably.
Sid, what's yours?
Quality time, man. I don't like to be alone.
Yuki, I know yours.
I'm trying to remember.
Gifts.
Gifts?
Yeah.
No.
That one gets such a bad rep. But
it does.
I feel like I listened to a podcast with the guy who like did the whole love languages thing. Uh-huh. He's a therapist. And he was saying that gifts isn't so much like big material things, but it's, oh God, I can't remember what he said, but it's not what we think it is. Like, you need material stuff all the time. It has a kind of a different connotation.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also think if you can openly say, like, my love language is receiving gifts, like, you're so strong for that. Like,
you have to be some
type of self-secure to openly say that. Anyways, Yuki, what's yours?
I don't remember. I'm trying to think of...
Yuki, you... This was your point.
This was something...
So many things.
I've learned that I need to be better at. Because someone's
good
better
spin
than
on
me.
It.
Someone's better than me.
No, but I think... Yeah, I think quality time is...
Yeah.
Is one of mine. And I do think words of affirmation. Like, I think I can be very...
What's Ricky's?
What
Let's cut to the
Ricky's?
Good stuff.
Oh my God, Yuki, you don't know.
I told you.
Send him the quiz right now. I'm not even joking.
We did take it. I think his is quality time.
And I think that's the most popular
okay,
one.
If someone's physical touch.
Don't call me basic. Don't call my love language
it's
basic.
It's a good one.
No.
It's a good one. I think it's the best one as far as. But I think physical touch is actually very common.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would, like, that's not weird.
No, yeah.
If it was to just touch.
Oh it just God. No physical touch and gifts. It seems very much like, but you don't take it literally. Liz, like what we're saying, like
yeah.
You don't take it literally. You need to be like touching it all the time.
No,
or
but like they might hug you more than
yeah,
someone
yeah, yeah,
else
yeah.
would, for example.
Where do you rank on quality? I mean, sorry, physical touch. Is that like high up or like low down?
I can't remember.
I can list the number of times I've hugged Samara. I feel like
yeah. I think all of us aren't very touchy with each other. I mean, I don't hug either of you very often.
Sid is upset right now. Sid is gasping for air.
We can be more if you like. I don't remember the last time we like hugged each other.
When I gave you your birthday present.
Oh, well, of course. But I mean, like, you know how some
No,
people...
I know, but you're just saying when was the last time?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Some people hug every time.
You didn't even
yeah.
hug me after surgery.
You were on crutch. I don't know.
You didn't.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's ableist.
I apologize.
I was fighting for my life. It's
this
gone.
Is bad, Smart. Someone is always better than you at hugging, better than you.
I apologize. You know, I'll work on that within myself. But
good. And what can I do for you while we're at it?
You can hug me. Initiate the hug,
guys. We don't need a hug if that's not something we
want
to do.
She doesn't want a hug. She said it first.
My problem is I never know when to hug.
Yeah, because it doesn't
you
come.
Really don't. Yuki really does.
Yeah, Yuki really doesn't.
The amount of times where I'm like coming towards you, and you're like, oh.
I
feel like that happens every day.
I hate
day.
To say it, but I think you're the most least physical touch here.
I just don't know what's right.
So next time, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make it super clear. Like when I see you down the street, I'm gonna open arms,
okay.
Bear hug all the way until we meet.
Here's
and then right before you meet,
going for the handshake.
The other thing is like arm placement. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
over,
side hug, under. Like over under. I'm not gonna go up to Sid and give her like a.
You're not?
Okay, maybe
you could.
Maybe I do.
It could be cute.
I don't know. Maybe people do that.
I think you bring up a. Very good point, though. I think knowing that can help you communicate with people a lot better. It's kind of like a life pro tip.
Yeah, I think it's hard too, just like in any sort of relationship you have, not just romantic.
No, like, yeah, totally.
If your love language is different than someone else's, like you might think they're mad at you or something like that, or not showing their appreciation. Yeah. But, like, oh, I also read something that, like, maybe it could be a difference in, like, your love language of how you accept love and how you show, or, and how you receive, or accept and show love is different.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would say, for example, my mom is a huge physical touch person. Mm-hmm. Like, what? That's... I was like... But, like, that's, like, you were saying, that's an example of someone who very much you can tell, like, she needs to be, like, holding my hand or, like, kissing or, like, something. Like, it's very physical touch and I'm not on her level. So, but, like, I know that. So, because I know that, I can, like, at least give more of an effort and, like, be more receptive to it instead of just being, like... don't
and she so might, it's important she might like she likes to give physical touch but she might not always necessarily need to like
no she needs it
okay
back.
Never mind
yeah she does need it back.
She needs it back to 100%
like she doesn't need you to initiate it you know what I mean like, okay never mind
well you're right
no she like
she would enjoy it if you
yeah but she doesn't need that she like
no she can initiate it herself yeah definitely
QQ for the ladies how do you feel about PDA while we're on the lines.
Minimal. No.
I think there's a line. Like, if you're snogging in public.
Yuki, we are not in the UK, goddammit.
If you're sucking face.
If you're sucking face and bumping uglies in public,
Who's bumping uglies in public?
Who's bumping uglies? I want to know.
Do you have something to say?
Bro, I don't go out in public. I don't. Yuki needs more PDA.
I think
I've never seen a PDA from you or Ricky.
Yeah. Please touch. That's what Sydney is saying.
We haven't been out in public in
so
long.
With that said, I want to check in.
Ricky, come here.
No, I think, hand-holding and hugging.
It would make me more comfortable if you guys did, like, one touch.
I think for me, like, for PDA, like, if, like, I'm in a relationship, I'm conscious of... how other people feel, you know what I mean? Like,
1,000%.
Like, you shouldn't be with us though.
But
okay, don't let her go crazy.
No, like I'm not gonna like sit on like Ricky's lap in front of, you know what I mean? It's just like sometimes it can be like,
do you do that in the comfort of your own
home?
I don't think so. Sydney, what if she did?
No, but here actually when we were getting our vaccines.
Oh my god. Bro, never admit to doing that.
No.
Ever.
When we were getting our vaccines, there was only one chair at Rite Aid, and Ricky was like, sit on my lap. And I was like, no, and it was just awkward, and it was...
First of all, Ricky, just offer her the chair.
Love language, good. Know it. Learn it, love it. Okay, one thing that I've learned is that you should only, like, give as much as you get in sort of relationships, because I think otherwise you can build a lot of resentment or feel as if it's you're giving more than... you're getting, which isn't a good feeling. Not saying that you should just do the bare minimum all the time, but just be conscious of how much energy you give to other people who maybe don't notice the energy that you're giving.
Know your worth.
Makes sense. Yeah, know your worth. Like, surround yourself with people who are gonna give you what you need, essentially.
Yeah, it's exhausting for both parties too, I think.
It's more exhausting for the person who's trying.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
No, definitely. It's obviously imbalanced. But I think for the person, like, sometimes that person might realize it too. And it's just like...
Agreed. Yeah. I think just be, like, wiser about life. Because I think you realize, you know, in high school and things like that, it's a bit different. It's easier to just kind of maybe have acquaintances and things like that. But I think at least, I mean, everyone has different styles of how they socialize and everything like that. But I think for me, it's... really important, like, I guess kind of quality over quantity.
Smart. I literally wrote literally wrote quality over quantity.
Okay,
we can just looking at ours. She's literally
so sorry.
Looking at them.
Guys, we're just too similar. But yeah, just quality of friendships and relationships, but I
wrote,
guess that will, like,
with my first note, friends.
Friends, yeah. Yeah. So just, I think you realize that, you know, life is, like, short and precious, and you should only be really utilizing your time with people who are going to be giving you back 100% of what you're giving. So
you're really good at that.
Oh, thank you.
Because sometimes I'm, like, freaking out, and you're like, it's fine. like, let's just, like, move on. Like, if they're not, you know, putting in enough effort.
Oh,
like,
really?
You're like, let's just go, you know?
Like who? Or don't say who, but oh, we'll talk about it later.
It's offline.
I don't know. I just feel like that's happened a lot. You just, like, are good at setting those boundaries. Like, you're not going to overinvest for something that's not going. Oh, my God, stocks.
Yeah, that's invest stocks. This is correct.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. You're not going to, like, give people the time of day if they've shown they're not capable of. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that can
I'm
also be.
I'm not putting that in the best way, I'm sure.
No, I know where stocks come from.
Because I said you're not going to invest.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, I totally get what you're saying. I think that can also kind of be a flaw of mine.
No, it's not.
Well, okay. Thank you. That's a nice compliment.
You're welcome.
All right, Sid. Hit us with
okay, my last one is really similar to both of yours, which is that I really don't like bad communicators and flaky people. And so, like, what I've learned is, like, just send the text. Like, okay, don't take that out of context. If you're drunk, don't do that. But just, like, be present, you know? Like, answer, like, don't leave people hanging. Like, that's just not good practice.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to have, like, good meaningful relationships and be good communicators, like Yuki was mentioning, like, just respond and be honest. Like, I don't know, that really, like, bugs me when people are just, like, not responding. If they've, like,
100%. Yeah, it makes you overthink too when someone's not. It's like, okay, what's going on over there? Like, what's wrong? Like, what are they not saying?
Yeah, and it's also kind of like they don't value your time as much as they should, which is always not the best.
Mm-hmm. Like Samar said,
yeah,
then you can figure it out.
Yeah, and even reassess. If you, like, don't mean to do it and aren't doing it intentionally, like, keep that in mind. Like, be mindful of other people and, like, have empathy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the moral.
Thank you.
Snaps to that.
Thanks for coming to my sermon today.
I feel changed.
Dude, yeah. Hallelujah. Bring us home, Yuki.
All right, I'm going to bring you all home with this one.
Yuki, hit us hard.
Here's what I've learned, and this is something that my cousin actually said to me when I graduated.
Oh.
School is fun, but making money is more fun. And honestly, like I wrote down, work is hard, but you can make the most of it and don't let work become your life. But making money is more fun than school. And I honestly think that's like, I don't know, like it's nice to learn stuff. Samar might disagree with this because she's a big lifelong learner.
She's a learner for life.
Oh, but
I agree with
you. I think because with school, it's so hard because, well, first of all, you're literally paying. But second of all, like, It's sometimes hard to see, like, the fruits of your labor, whereas when you're working, it does feel empowering to
bi-weekly
be paid.
Fruits.
Yeah, your bi-weekly fruits when you get that direct deposit. It's like, no, I don't know. I've just found something that, like, sometimes I can be motivated by money. I don't know if that's a good thing for me, but
I think it's a universal, I would say, close to universal feeling.
That's capitalism, baby.
Capitalism, right? That's there. America.
I am money motivated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good point. And I think we're just discovering that mm-hmm. the feeling of doing good on a test versus like getting a raise or whatever, that it's different. It's
like
very
seeing
different.
Your first big paycheck, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And because it also leads to independence and really feeling like you're starting your life in a way, whereas with school, it just doesn't feel like it's ending. It's like next test.
Yeah, there's always something.
Yeah, so that's very valid.
Yeah, like just working and just being able to rent this apartment and stuff like that. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, you can create a life for yourself, which is very exciting.
Yeah, money helps you go places. Money moves.
Money moves.
Yeah,
it sucks. That's what our society is, but feels pretty good to get those paychecks.
No,
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Venmo us if you're feeling fancy.
Buy us a drink.
Buy us a drink.
Yeah. I would say even like school, I think the motivation for school is very sort of only internally rewarding in a way and like, I guess, mentally stimulating, but it's not, I guess it's kind of where it ends, whereas maybe with work and things where you actually see like a tangible outcome, it's a bit more like externally rewarding in a way.
Yeah, and with school, like if you're working really hard and then you fuck up or something, or you get a bad grade on a test, I think that's the worst. When you study super hard, you still do really badly, and so it's like no reward. But then when you work and like maybe you didn't do as well at work or something like that, you're still gonna get paid.
Yeah,
which is like, there's more fired. Fingers crossed. But like if you have a bad week at work, you're still gonna get paid and you're still gonna get rewarded for your labor.
Yeah, that's very true. There's more of a cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, I think, a lot of good points, and that's only half of what we got.
Yeah.
So tune in later for part two, but because we couldn't fit it all in here. We're too wise for one episode.
We're too wise for our own good.
But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope people enjoyed it. Maybe, I don't know, wrote something down.
You better. I certainly did.
Comment what you learned from today.
Comment what your favorite point was.
Like us, rate, subscribe, follow us at Valley Girls Pod. Leave us your thoughts.
Do all the things you know you need to do. If you really haven't reviewed us yet, that's embarrassing. Go review us.
Have you reviewed us?
Yes.
Oh.
Sydney.
Have you reviewed us?
Guys!
Bro, we're missing two reviews. What did you say about yourself?
I just gave stars.
Do we?
Oh,
yeah.
Can we look at how many stars I might have done that. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. Welcome to season two. Sorry it's been a minute, but that's life.
See you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Peace.
Bye.